Track 11, Unit 11, Listening Part 1, Multiple Choice, Extract 1. You hear two university students talking about a new current affairs show on television.
Well, I suppose we should give the producers credit for trying something different, but having a lineup of three doing the presenting just doesn't work for me. A shame, really, because the idea of having a full hour of current affairs at 7 p.m. is great. It's always been a 30-minute slot in the past. But trying to inject humour into current affairs, rarely, if ever, has that worked, unless it's full-on satire. And this isn't. It's claiming to be news.
Maybe we're not the target audience.
But I think it is aimed at people like us, students or whatever. I can't see my parents watching it. Apparently the producer started a very similar programme when he was working abroad and it did really well.
I heard that too. But I'm not sure the market's the same here. Anyway, they'll have to stick with it. They've invested too much to drop it in a hurry.
Extract 2. You hear two fans of the football club City talking about tonight's match against United.
We're going to win, no doubt about it. I know that United's best two players are back from injury, but both of them lack match fitness. They'll get tired. We can just play our regular game, no tricks or fancy stuff, use the wings, keep it tight at the back, and we can't go wrong. They've got so many young players, when they run out and hear the roar of the crowd, they won't be up to the pressure of an occasion like this.
Well, yeah, but actually, in terms of experience, there's not a lot of difference between them. What I do think, though, is that City are hungrier for this. It's been a long time since we won a major trophy, but it's still going to be a bit of a lottery. After all that rain last night, the pitch will still be wet, and the players will be sliding all over the place. I know we've been working towards this all season, and the build-up this last week has just been tremendous. But it's been the same for them too. We'll just have to keep our fingers crossed.
Extract 3. You hear a woman and a man who run a corner shop talking about the business.
Since the first supermarket opened 50 years ago, people have been saying the corner shop is finished. And it hasn't happened, has it? We meet different needs, that's why. People come in here because it's quick and convenient. But still, there has been a downturn in business. Newspaper sales in particular are falling because more and more people get an online edition now. And the thing is, there's a knock-on effect. They might come in for a paper, but they end up getting a loaf of bread or some milk while they're here. So we're missing out on all those sales as well. Oh, it's getting worse all the time. I don't know what'll happen if it goes on like this.
Yeah, but other things are changing in our favour, aren't they? I mean, society's getting older, which is good for us.
That's true. Old people want a local shop, one they can walk to. But I just don't feel like we're the hub of the neighbourhood anymore. We don't know half the kids round here these days. Still, it's worthwhile because we've got people like Jack, the old-timers we see every day.
Yeah, that's what makes it all worthwhile.